Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 9th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The White House is pushing back against a controversial release. Lawmakers unveiled a 2003 birthday book given to Jeffrey Epstein, which included a letter supposedly signed by Donald Trump. The note features a drawing of a woman's body and has sparked outrage. Officials, however, insist the president did not draw this picture and he did not sign it. The document was part of a trove seized by a House committee investigating Epstein's network of influence. Trump has dismissed the case as a hoax, but pressure is mounting within his own party for transparency on what Epstein's files truly contain. Another news. Immigration raids in Los Angeles are back on. The U.S. Supreme Court has lifted a lower court's order that restricted agents from stopping people without reasonable suspicion. In a 6-3 ruling, the conservative majority said the earlier limits went too far. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote that while ethnicity alone cannot justify suspicion, it can be a relevant factor. The decision is a victory for President Trump, who has vowed record deportations. Critics warn the ruling risks eroding constitutional freedoms, while supporters argue it strengthens enforcement. Legal challenges to the sweeps are still making their way through the courts. Around the world, Nepal is in turmoil after Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stepped down Tuesday. His resignation followed days of mass protests sparked by a government ban on social media, which left 19 people dead and more than 100 injured. Despite lifting the ban, unrest only grew, with demonstrators defying curfews and storming parliament. In his letter, Oli said he resigned to facilitate a solution to the problem. The Himalayan nation, already struggling with instability since abolishing its monarchy in 2008, now faces a leadership vacuum. Jubilant crowds celebrated outside parliament, but the path forward remains deeply uncertain. Another news, Spain bans weapons transfers to Israel. Spain has taken a sharp stance against Israel's war in Gaza. Madrid announced Monday it will ban ships and aircraft carrying weapons or military fuel to Israel from using Spanish ports or airspace. The move follows Spain's recognition of a Palestinian state last year and intensifies its criticism of Israel's military campaign. Israeli officials called the action anti-Semitic, prompting Spain to recall its ambassador from Tel Aviv for consultations. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's government also barred individuals accused of participating in genocide in Gaza from entering Spain. The decision is likely to strain already fragile diplomatic ties. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.